This is Ozarks at Large. While many places are reducing what they accept for recycling because there's no market for it, a new recycling program is spreading through Northwest Arkansas breweries. The effort to recycle plastic handles from six-packs came from a local woman who wanted to find ways to recycle as many household items as she could. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Stephanie Garman-Hackman says her involvement with recycling and sustainability has been a progression, and she learned of its importance at an early age.
I've really kind of always had that as part of my life. Like, growing up, I lived more out in the country where we really didn't have trash service or recycling, but we did, like, the can crusher thing, you know. So it was something that my dad kind of taught me growing up, and we've always been really big into being in the outdoors and being part of nature and all of that. So I think it just kind of grew from that place.
As she started her career, Garman-Hackman looked for groups to join where she could channel that passion.
It's really just kind of about, you know, trying to reduce waste, but also not really wasting anything in life. So whether that be materials, whether that be time, whether that be the resources of our planet, just anything around that is kind of where that passion, I guess, comes from.
Her latest project came from an audit of household waste at the beginning of the year.
I recycle everything that we can. I even take, like, my number fives over to Whole Foods and participate in a mail-in program called TerraCycle. So we don't really produce a lot of waste in our household. We compost, we buy in bulk, but we still had stuff. And I was still, like, we buy a lot of beer and like to support local breweries and cideries. Why do we not have something for this? And Fossil Cove had tried to recycle theirs for a while, and I was intrigued by that. I was like, oh, we can recycle this. And then they figured out that there's actually not a program locally to support that. So then they stopped collecting.
So she looked up PackTuck, the maker of the plastic handles, and found they had a mail-in recycling program.
I was just going to go collect, you know, handles from the different breweries and just mail them in. And they were like, well, actually, we're trying to really try not to, you know, mail into a central location where our carbon footprint of the transportation of that might really offset the benefits of recycling it. So they told me that they had local plastic reprocessors throughout the U.S. that they're trying to partner breweries in different locations with.
PackTuck introduced her to a regional plastic reprocessor in Missouri called Jamplast.
So they basically collect the handles and pelletize them, and then they sell them back to PackTuck, and then PackTuck makes more handles out of them, but also things like composite decking and flower pots and different things. And their handles are already 100% post-consumer recycled material, so the handle itself is already on its second life. They're just trying to create a third or fourth and so on.
The next step was finding a local recycler who could pick up and store the handles until they had a quantity large enough to transport them to Jamplast. Total Recycling agreed to participate and is now collecting the handles and selling them to Jamplast. Once everyone was on board, PackTuck sent small blue collection bins, which started popping up in local breweries like New Province Brewing Company in Rogers in August. Hannah Gillum, taproom and events manager at New Province, says they had been looking for more recycling options, so this program was a great fit.
She's a regular customer here, so she just came in and reached out to me one day about would we even be interested in possibly recycling those, which was a huge yes, obviously, for us. You know, not only do we have people obviously buying cans in packs here, we also are canning them here and packing them here. So if there's ever an issue with a PackTuck piece, we just have to throw it away. And that was such a waste before. So now we can actually make sure that those get recycled and made back into PackTuck handles so that we can use them again.
Through their new partnership with Total Recycling, Gillum says New Province is able to recycle more materials.
So now it's cans, cardboard, and plastic. So the majority of our waste is being reused. Besides regular trash, you know, in the back we have grains that are spent grains after we've done using them. We give those to a local pig farmer. And then there are other materials like the bags for our grains, even some of our cans and different things that we would typically throw out, we actually give to a lady that makes jewelry and purses and stuff like that. So a lot of the things here are being able to be recycled now, which is really cool.
Nearly a dozen businesses are participating in the recycling program, including Fossil Cove Brewing Company, Liquor World, The Holler, and Pack Rat Outdoor Center. Stephanie Garman-Hackman says while recycling may seem like the right thing to do, it can sometimes be difficult to implement because it is still a business. In this instance, Total Recycling will sell the holders to Jamplast, who will pelletize them and then sell the material back to PackTech and other companies.
Recycling programs, they're all market-based. It's not just a charity program where we, you know, put something away and it goes out of our mind and then it magically gets turned into something for free. So at the same time, there has to be markets there to support it. And if we are buying materials that are actually made from recycled materials, it then fuels the market more so that we're actually using or encouraging companies to use recycled materials instead of virgin materials. So it's kind of a loop there. So it's free for us as consumers, but at the same time, if we don't support companies that use this type of material, they're not going to do it out of the goodness of their heart.
Although it took several months to get the program up and running, Garman-Hackman says it was worth it.
Now I don't have to throw something away. And now, you know, possibly, you know, thousands of people in the area don't have to throw that away. And so it's just one more small impact that we can have in our local community to kind of decrease that waste and to turn it into something that's actually beneficial.
For more information on how to participate in the program, you can email Stephanie at sngarman@gmail.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.